Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
March 7th, 1965. Alabama officials beat demonstrators at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It is a canonical story now, part of the fabric of the nation. On this date in 1965 in Selma, Alabama, John Robert Lewis and Hosea Williams led nonviolent marchers across the Edmund Pettus Bridge over the Alabama River. Pettus had been a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. Lewis and his brethren were marching to undo at long last the segregated order that had defined the American South well into the 20th century. Alabama authorities, some on horseback, all wielding weapons, charged the column of nonviolent marchers. "Get 'em!" one white woman cried out. Lewis was beaten and lying on the pavement. He was ready to die. Yet he survived, and the images of the attack that Sunday helped push President Lyndon B. Johnson to call for and pass federal legislation guaranteeing voting rights. Taken together with sit-ins to integrate lunch counters and other public facilities and freedom rides to integrate interstate travel, the Selma March, Lewis recalled, injected something very special into the soul and the heart and the veins of America. It said, in effect, that we must humanize our social and political and economic structure. When people saw what happened on that bridge, there was a sense of revulsion all over America. Revulsion, then redemption. Is there anything more American? Lewis added, "Redemption, redemption is everything. It is what we pray for. It is what we march for. It is the work of America in the 60s and now and always." In those epical years in the middle of the last century, John Lewis summoned a nation to live up to its word, to be what it had long said it would be but had failed to become. Lewis asked for no special favors, no concessions, no reparation. He asked, rather, that a country whose formal experiment in self-government had begun with the assertion that all men were created equal actually treat all men, all people, as if they had in truth been created equal. In 2020, as he was dying slowly but inexorably from pancreatic cancer, John Lewis returned to the Pettus Bridge. There he stood, musing about what had come to pass and what lay ahead. "We took a little walk to try to dramatize the need for the rights of all our people to be able to participate in the democratic process," he said on that day. "In an orderly, peaceful, and nonviolent fashion, we were walking, not saying a word. and we were beaten, tear-gassed, bullwhipped. On this bridge, some of us gave a little blood to help redeem the soul of America. Our country is a better country. We are a better people. But we still have a distance to travel to go before we get there. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. And with this, Lewis's voice raised almost to a shout, which in the Bible was a sign of God's intervention in human affairs. For not giving up, for not giving in, for keeping the faith, for keeping your eyes on the prize. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. All of you look so good. A voice from the crowd called out, "We love you, John." I love you too," he said. He paused. The breeze blew. The clouds shifted. "We have a lot of work to do," Lewis said. "So don't get weary. Keep the faith. Keep picking them up," he cried, "and putting them down." Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.